love right side. Long distance three on the way. Busca el rey, tiene a Jerry al otro lado. Llena el carril y la clava. Dos, sí, señor.
Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Elk and Elk Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Fox Sports Ohio's Allie Clifton.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of Cavs HQ. John Michael alongside Allie Clifton, filling in for Rafa Hernandez Brito once again. Good to see you. You love coffee, I see.
I do love coffee, and I need coffee.
I know. So we're filming this a little early. We could jumpstart the show. That would be nice. Great show coming up. Get to know George Hill. Obviously, we had the seismic shift at the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. Four players in, six players out. And, you know, the teammates, the city, the fans still getting to know some of the newcomers, one of whom is George Hill, who stepped right into that starting lineup at point guard.
One of the fun things, I think, too, about covering the NBA mm-hmm. is you have an opportunity not to just see the guys on the court. So we know what George can do on the court, right? But when they come to your team, you get to know who they are as people.
Right.
And he's only been here for a short time, but I've learned a lot.
That's part of this show. That's sort of what the show is all about. Cavs HQ. We talk a little bit of basketball, but it's a weekly show. Talk mostly about personalities and other things. And George Hill is one of our featured guests. One of the personalities on Fox Sports Ohio with whom you work, of course, is Austin Carr. And Austin just turned 70. I don't know if you heard that. We only got celebrated for about 2 weeks.
The longest birthday celebration.
And we're going to extend that celebration on this show. We had a chance to catch up with Austin in California during that longest road trip of the season. We were in L.A. where everybody was out there to celebrate our favorite septuagenarian's birthday. And it was nice to catch up with AC. Talk about not only the birthday, but about what he and his teammates meant to this city with that Miracle of Richfield team and everything that, I mean, Austin's been a Cavalier literally for life.
It's one of the coolest things when you go from city to city, the fans that are there for the guys who are currently playing, but you will come across a handful of players or former players or fans that want AC's autograph. He's a legend, a true legend.
Rafa told a great story about it was in L.A. that it's not just people of AC's generation either that have seen AC play, but we've seen that time and time again. People excited to see AC. Kids run up to AC. I mean, they've never seen AC play, obviously, but he has such a, you know, that warmth and that charming personality. Everything about him is real, that it just bleeds right through the TV, and it affects generations here in Cleveland.
And I know it was from a time ago, but still, he holds records in the NCAA.
Right. You know? One that may never be broken. Most points ever in an NCAA tournament game.
So you constantly hear about AC,
right,
Austin Carr, and it was only fitting, when you think about it, that we celebrate his 70th birthday in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Amongst the stars.
Right. With the star Austin Carr. You mentioned some of those records and everything. It is. It's amazing stuff. I mean, these are timeless, you know, timeless records for a timeless guy and who's loved here in the city of Cleveland.
One thing I appreciate, I think, most about AC, too, is his humility.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, I think that's one of the best parts of AC. And, you know, the what you see is what you get. I mean, is there anybody you've ever met that has no hidden agendas? I mean, if AC thinks something, he'll say something. That's what he's saying.
Have we literally talked 2 minutes about AC?
I think that's
only fitting.
Yeah,
deserving.
It is only fitting. So one of your, of course, co-workers in Austin Carr, we caught up with him. Guys are getting healthy, Allie, finally. We went through a stretch where a lot of players were banged up. Think about the last game of that longest road trip in Chicago. The Cavs had nine healthy bodies. Down the stretch, LeBron, of course, puts the team on his back. In the last 4 minutes, 6 points, two rebounds, two assists, steal, block, as the Cavaliers come away and win that game shorthanded before heading home. But, man, nice to see Kevin Love get back. And now that, you know, the team's starting to look like the team that's going to head on into the playoffs in a couple of weeks.
And I know it was hard for fans. I know it was hard to go through this stretch of not having a full team,
right,
but you want them when it matters most. And I think they still have some time.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a lot of time.
Right.
But, I mean, we've seen these teams, we've seen the Cavs, you know, over the previous three seasons start to hit their stride once they got into the playoffs. I mean, that's not always the best strategy. That's not always how you draw it up ideally, but that's the way it's really going to have to be, is not only, you know, we get Kevin back in the lineup, other players coming back, the Cavs are going to have to figure it out here on the fly.
Well, the one thing I think is the leader on the floor in LeBron has one one approach, and that's to win, right? But when it comes to the playoffs, he takes it to such another level that you almost have to turn that switch with him. And so you know, at the end of the day, only time will tell, but should
you
be good.
Yeah, you hearken back to Kevin's return, the start of this homestand, the Milwaukee game last week. It almost seemed, I mean, LeBron's played, you know, each and every game, continues to do what he does, but it almost seemed like a weight was lifted that, yeah, you know, I have this secondary scorer, a guy who consistently
Another all-star, who can consistently put
up points as a 20 and 10 guy.
Yeah, of course. And I think, too, the one thing when Ty Lue took over that became so apparent and was such a narrative was role delineation. And I think Kevin knows he is that number two option.
Yeah. And I mean, there's no question about it. Hey, we have a packed show straight ahead. Our featured guest, George Hill. He's up next here on Cavs HQ.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Visit your local AT&T store and get a great deal on two popular smartphones when you buy both on AT&T Next with eligible wireless service. See store for details. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing.
The Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of Cavs gear anywhere.
He walked right down Euclid and smashed it.
From the shores of Lake Erie to the banks of the Cuyahoga River, east side and west side, we are proud of our city, Cleveland, the land. Rep the land and get authentic city collection gear at the Cavs Team Shop. Jerseys, tees, hats, and more are now available. Get your Cavs gear anytime at Cavs.com/shop.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
The Pro Z Series professional zero-turn mowers from Cub Cadet have been tested for tens of thousands of hours by landscape crews across the country. The Pro Z Series leads the way with a beefed-up front end and triple 7-gauge steel deck that has maintenance-free spindles. And now through May 31st, save up to $600 on select Pro Z Series mowers. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs to find your local independent dealer and schedule a demo today. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Def Leppard, 2018's Tour of the Year. Cleveland, get ready. Quicken Loans Arena, May 28th. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. Rock music icons. Journey, Def Leppard. For VIP packages and more, visit journeymusic.com and defleppard.com.
We are back on Cavs HQ. It's about that time for our featured guest, George Hill. I, for one, Allie Clifton. I was tired of seeing George Hill in the Cavs Central Division as a member of the Indiana Pacers, harassing Kyrie Irving.
Always on the scouting report.
Yeah, always harassing Kyrie Irving up and down the floor. I, for one, am glad that he's on our side now.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. You always hear a lot about him on the floor. But I'm anxious to have him now join us to hear a little bit about who he is and get to know him a little bit more.
Right. 10-year veteran. We all know his game. I mean, like I said, we've seen it. We saw it in the Central Division for 5 years as a member of the Indiana Pacers. With that, let's go out to Cleveland Clinic Courts. George, good to see you. How you been?
I'm good. Yourself?
I am well. Welcome to Northeast Ohio. How's the experience been so far?
It's going good. You know, I'm trying to find some turkeys in the back other than that. But it's going pretty good. You know, it's not – not what I experienced, hoped for what so far on the offensive end, but it'll come around.
You're talking about turkeys. You are a huge outdoorsman for those who don't know you that well, correct?
Definitely so.
So you're looking what to do what with a turkey? Just so we're clear.
Shoot it with a bow and arrow.
That's
shoot
right.
It with a bow and arrow.
Just to make it explicitly
that's
clear.
That's what you do with a turkey.
That's apparently what you do with a turkey. When did this start? I mean, have you been hunting all your life? I saw some pictures of you with a crossbow. I saw some fishing. How did this all begin?
I mean, it started pretty much in 2008 when I first got drafted. I met an old couple in San Antonio named Will and Gloria Drash, who really took me out hunting for the first time. And ever since I did that, I kind of fell in love with it, and the rest is history.
Was it hard? I mean, going out for your first time hunting.
Yeah, I'd be afraid to injure myself. Yeah. I mean, were you worried at all, or did you pick it up naturally? How'd that go?
I kind of picked it up naturally. You know, it's pretty self-explanatory. You know, you get your at the time, you get your rifle, wait for your animal, and then aim and shoot. But the good part is I never had, you know, deer before, and that was my first time making deer jerky and sausages and things like that, so it's pretty good.
So you play your first three seasons in San Antonio, get traded to your hometown in Indy. I'm guessing the hunting stopped, or you could find there were places in Indiana that you could find.
There was a couple places, but it kind of stopped until I go back in the summer back to Texas.
Yeah. Well, you know, you talk about that Indy experience. You play at Broad Ripple High School. You're from Indy. You play your high school ball there. You go to IUPUI, start your career with San Antonio, head back to Indiana, playing in your hometown. Now, dream come true, or maybe the flip side, more pressure with all the extraneous things that go on having to play right there in your hometown?
I mean, it was a dream come true for me. You know, I always grew up as a Pacer fan. I grew up as an Allen Iverson fan and a Michael Jordan fan. But at the same time, I rooted for my hometown team and wanted the best for them to win every game. But like I said, I grew up with them, and that's what I wanted to be a part of. You know, it's always a dream for me to put on an Indiana Pacers jersey and go out and put on for my hometown team.
Nice. You handled it with such ease.
Yeah.
Every time. All right, I'm here because I don't like to talk as much basketball, basically. Good. So we'll get back to basketball in a little bit, George. But we are going to do something to allow maybe those who don't know you as well off the floor get to know you a little bit more. Gotcha. So I like to call this rapid fire. So I got 15 questions for you. Answer however best you see fit. Are you ready?
I think so.
Where is the confidence? All right, here we go. Texting or talking?
Texting.
Nickname your parents used to call you?
LL.
Why?
It's a long story. It's supposed to be rapid fire.
Touche.
That's right.
Last song you downloaded?
Freaky Friday.
Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or be able to talk to animals?
Probably talk to animals.
They'd say, don't kill me, George. Screw, lay off me.
Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Scale of 1 to 10, how good of a driver are you?
I'm a 10.
Rapid fire, Al. Rapid fire.
Invisibility or super strength?
Super strength.
Ariel or Jasmine?
Probably Jasmine.
Dawn or dusk?
Dawn.
Good to know. Cake or pie?
Cake.
Say a word in Spanish.
Hola.
Hola. Who has it easier, men or women?
Women.
Oh, that's tough. Oh, I disagree. Virtue or sin?
Virtue.
Name one of the seven dwarfs.
I don't know. I don't even know a dwarf.
Sleepy? Happy?
I don't think that's the... Are you done or no? Are we at the end?
One more. Toy Story or Lion King?
Oh, that one's tough. Lion King.
Ooh, which I think leads us into... Do you have a connection with Lion King?
I buy a bunch of African safari animals for my ranch in Texas.
There you go. Chris, I knew I heard something
Christian
clever.
And them asked me, they said, well, have you bought a lion? I said, well, I haven't bought a lion because he would eat all my other animals. So, no. Like,
it took a while to get.
No lion.
Took a while to flush that out.
Wow. Could you imagine buying a lion?
No, I'm scared. Like, you have to be able to go out there and feed the animals. I'm not feeding a lion.
So what animals do you have? Have you bought?
I have some African sables. I have scimitar oryx. I have attics. I have fallow. I have whitetail. I have ram.
Look, I have guy.
Nail guy. I have a bunch of animals.
So you have a ranch. How big is it? A ranch in Texas? Is it San Antonio?
Yeah, 800 acres.
Nice.
Wow.
Look at this. Outdoorsman is right.
Outdoorsman.
I know. I like it.
Would you rather hunt or fish?
I mean, both. You know, I like to fish. I like to do a lot of deep sea fishing. So I deep sea fish where my fiance's from, down the valley in the Gulf. So I go down there quite often and fish. But anything outdoors, you know, I like the sun. I like to be on the water, but I also like to be out on my Polaris driving around and feeding animals and just seeing new things.
Land and sea.
Yeah, I know. Good stuff. We're going to step away for just a moment. We'll be back with more George Hill right after this.
The lowest price on your favorite mattress will have you singing.
I like you.
Right now at Levin's, get our lowest price on genuine Sealy memory foam or Grand Legacy hotel mattress sets. Full or queen, only
$5.98. I like you.
You're going to like it at Levin's.
If you're a Clevelander like me, Jimmy Hanlon, then you know how many great eateries there are. But I bet you don't know who has the best fried chicken sandwich in the land, the Rustic Grill. The crispy, juicy chicken coated in buttermilk delivers just a hint of spice, cooled and contrasted perfectly by the house-made coleslaw and pickles topping it off. Finish it with bacon and cheddar, all housed between a buttery toasted bun, and you will have every foodie's ultimate sandwich. Swing by the Rustic Grill at Stonewater on Wood Club Drive in Highland Heights. Who knows? I might just see you there.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Driving to Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Burke Lakefront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.
Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of Cavs gear anywhere.
He walked right down Euclid, smashed it.
From the shores of Lake Erie to the banks of the Cuyahoga River, east side and west side, we are proud of our city, Cleveland, the land. Rep the land and get authentic city collection gear at the Cavs Team Shop. Jerseys, tees, hats, and more are now available. Get your Cavs gear anytime at Cavs.com/shop.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The lowest price on your favorite mattress will have you singing.
I like you.
Right now at Levin's, get our lowest price on genuine Sealy memory foam or Grand Legacy hotel mattress sets. Full or queen, only $5.98.
I like you.
You're going to like it at Levin's.
We are back here on Cavs HQ. John Michael alongside Fox Sports Ohio's Allie Clifton. George Hill is out at Cleveland Clinic Courts, and what a unique individual is our
it's awesome.
Our interview is set to roll along.
I think it's awesome.
I know. This is, again, that's what this show is all about. Get a little background on these guys as we, again, welcome George Hill back into the fold. George, I'm curious about this. Let's talk about it on the floor just a little bit. You, as a member of the Pacers, had obviously those playoff clashes with LeBron and the Miami Heat. So, of course, you took, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks studying LeBron, the tendencies, the game plans. I've always been curious. You're now his teammate. You know, having, I know it's a different system and everything else, the Heat and now the Cavs, but having studied him and those tendencies and everything else, does that now help you at all as you're his teammate, or might that be overblown?
I mean, as a teammate, you really don't study him like that anymore.
Right.
As far as, you know, playing against him, it was frustrating because you do everything that you possibly can. And I'm a believer. You really can't stop him. You can just probably slow him down and hopefully he missed shots. But when he wants to score, he's a problem.
Now that you're on his team, I mean, how has that affected your game that, you know, that you then, you know, you now have that alpha dog out there who can take over in so many aspects of the game?
I mean, it's a blessing. You know, it's an honor to get to play with one of the greatest to ever play the game. You know, I'm having fun doing it. I'm still learning. It's not, like I said, what I imagined being here so far with me struggling offensively. But at the same time, you know, I know that I'm working hard, that it's going to, you know, turn around. But to be out there with him, he makes the game so much easier. And I just can't thank him enough for all he's done so far.
George, I commend you. Obviously, you're a vet in this league, and you've given so much to this game. So, you know, like you said, it's going to come. But how much are you putting on yourself from a mental standpoint? How much are you thinking about it? Or how hard is it to allow it to just come?
I mean, I think as a competitor, I think about it a lot. You know, you, mm-hmm. you always want to play well. You always don't want to let, you know, especially the fans here are so awesome. You don't want to let them down and be disappointed for them. So it kind of sits with me, you know, a long time for a couple of days and when I don't play well. So knowing that I got to stay positive, I got to get back in the gym, keep shooting, keep mm-hmm. watching film, figuring out when I can, you know, strike and take my my time to do it. But at the same time, you know, I'm working hard and I'm trying to figure it out.
George, that's the thing I feel like I see a lot too with you is you just keep coming. You just keep coming no matter what. Next shot, next play mentality. You know, we had that moment just the other night in the huddle when you were throwing your Gatorade bottle in the trash can. And you just were like, come on, I can't even, you know. So right now when you're thinking about that, what's allowed you to continue to just push through?
I mean, like that, we laughed about it yesterday.
We did, yeah.
I said, I can't even make a Gatorade bottle in a trash can. I'm so off right now. But it's weird because I come out here and I shoot every day and mm-hmm. I make a lot of shots when I'm shooting, getting a game, and it just doesn't feel right. But at the same time, that's, you know, I'm new here and I'm trying to still figure it out. And I'm being very passive, not being aggressive like I should be. And it's kind of tough. You know, when you're playing with an alpha guy like that, you tend to want to get him the ball because, you know, he makes a lot of things easier. But at the same time, I just got to continue to be aggressive, look for my shot and things like that. But to get rid of it, you know, I go home with my fiance and my son and my daughter, and that kind of takes the pressure away.
Yeah, great stuff. Love to hear that. You know, along the same lines, George, you know, those – when you have that transition, it's to be expected. I mean, and you're coming in with three other new guys. Six went the other way. To what extent, I mean, when you look at your game and maybe the game of the other three guys who came in, the 25-year-olds, are you still thinking or are you reacting? Or, you know, how's that process going in terms of just going out there and playing basketball and feeling comfortable enough to do that with the rest of these guys?
I mean, I think that's my big problem. I'm thinking too much. I'm thinking when to shoot, when to pass, rather than just letting the game and play and just being myself. You know, I've been watching film, and I figured that out, that I just got to, you know, not care about making mistakes, not care about missing shots, just go out there and just be myself and play the game the right way.
Monday night, first night that you had a chance to play alongside Kev, obviously. Kevin being back. How much, from your position especially, too, does that change things? What it feel like to be out there with a guy like him?
I mean, it's fun. You know, it gives us another dynamic guy out there on the court that can post up, that can shoot, that's very, very smart. You know, I'm just excited to get all the guys back healthy and see what we can come out to.
George, at the trade deadline, I'm always curious about this. You're with Sacramento, a team that clearly is going to be on the outside looking in, and all of a sudden, bang, not only are you thrust into the midst of a playoff chase, you're thrust to a team that's gone to the finals three straight times, and Tyronn Lue has the confidence in you to, you know, after, what, zero practices, to fire you right in there as the starting point guard. With that whole whirlwind of everything that took place, what were your emotions like over, what was it, 48, 72 hours as you learned that you got traded and right into the starting lineup you went?
I mean, it was some of the best 72 hours of my life. you know, as I was in a place where, you know, it was uncomfortable. And no knock to them. You know, I had some great teammates there that I wouldn't change for the world, that I've created some great friendships with them. And that's been the greatest part and what kept me, you know, going there. But I think it was time to move on and to come here. I think Coach Lue knew that I'm going to play the right way. I don't care about myself stats. I don't care about how many I score and things like that. I just want to play the right way and win games.
And, of course, the playoffs right around the corner. We're excited. I know you're probably looking forward to that as well. One final nugget, little taste, if you will, for our fans. You can educate us a little bit. I've seen it, actually. You've worn a hat. Kraut and Co., Kraut and Company?
Cleveland Kraut.
Cleveland Kraut.
I mean, George, we've seen, you know, players be, you know, owners in gyms and restaurants, what, yoga studios?
Yoga studios.
Sauerkraut Company?
It was funny. I met those guys 6 years ago and through another friend, and they were just starting a business, and the sauerkraut was really good, and they said they wanted to take it to the next level and start, you know, trying to do it at a high level. And I said, well, you know, I'll donate and things like that and try to figure out what we can do. And it's been doing a great job getting off, and we're starting to get into more stores. So The funny thing is we're just in Cali, and we had a big food convention out there in Anaheim, and I got to go there for a day and sit behind the booth and, you know, let everyone know about the sauerkraut company and things like that. But it's going great. Just so happened I come back to Cleveland and I have a Cleveland Kraut hat on.
I noticed that, and I was like, wait, I have to dive into
this a little bit more. I got to get one of those.
Hey, we just passed St. Patrick's Day. Did you get some sauerkraut? I know we were in Chicago.
Is that a big day for you guys? I mean, is that your
Are you picky with your sauerkraut or your Super Bowl, right?
I'm picky with my sauerkraut. It has to be a certain sauerkraut. I only eat Cleveland Kraut now.
Well, that makes sense.
Hey, Giorgio, great stuff. Great catching up with you, and continued good luck as we roll toward the playoffs.
Thanks, George.
Anytime. You guys got to invite me back out.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll do anytime. Great guy, huh? What did we learn today?
Awesome.
Giorgio hunts with a crossbow.
He has a lot of animals.
Giorgio has a safari on his
roof. Safari. San Antonio. Not Lion King. Pumbaa and Timon. Sorry.
And Giorgio owns a sauerkraut, or he's a part owner of a sauerkraut company.
Most importantly, though, he's excited.
Most importantly, he's the starting point guard for the Cleveland Cavaliers as this team rolls toward the playoffs. Thanks so much to George. We'll be back with more Cavs HQ right after this.
Giorgio now will give to LeBron. Pretty good idea. He's at the left point. He's watched there by Hollis Jefferson. He has eight to shoot, gives it back to Hill. Hill looks to go baseline, does, puts it up, puts it in. George Hill with a knifing move along the left baseline gives the Cavaliers a 101-100 lead.
Justin Timberlake, the most dynamic entertainer on the planet, returns to the concert stage. I'm gonna leave it out on the floor tonight. The Man of the Woods Tour. October 2nd, Quicken Loans Arena. Justin Timberlake, the voice, the music. Tickets on sale now at theqarena.com.
The Pro Z Series professional zero-turn mowers from Cub Cadet have been tested for tens of thousands of hours by landscape crews across the country. The Pro Z Series leads the way with a beefed-up front end and triple 7-gauge steel deck that has maintenance-free spindles. And now through May 31st, save up to $600 on select Pro Z Series mowers. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs to find your local independent dealer and schedule a demo today. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of Cavs gear anywhere.
He walked right down Euclid, smashed it.
From the shores of Lake Erie to the banks of the Cuyahoga River, east side and west side, we are proud of our city, Cleveland, the land. Rep the land and get authentic city collection gear at the Cavs Team Shop. Jerseys, tees, hats, and more are now available. Get your Cavs gear anytime at Cavs.com/shop.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Visit your local AT&T store and get a great deal on two popular smartphones when you buy both on AT&T Next with eligible wireless service. See store for details. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing.
Chest congestion is awful, and it's even worse when it comes with a cough or a stuffed up nose. That's why Mucinex has maximum strength tablets for more than just chest congestion. Mucinex DM relieves cough, and Mucinex D relieves nasal congestion. Maximum strength Mucinex tablets go to work fast and provide long-lasting relief. Only Mucinex fights your symptoms for up to 12 hours with one dose. Mucinex in, Mucinex out. Earn Pro points on Mucinex purchases at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and Westfield Insurance are proud to recognize students for high academic achievement through the Straight A All-Stars program. Because of their participation in Straight A All-Stars, General Johnny Wilson Middle School in Lorain was randomly selected for a special school appearance. Cavs in arena hype man Ahmad Crump, Moondog, Sir CC, and members of the Scream Team and Cavalier Girls were all on hand to congratulate the students for all their hard work in the classroom. The Cavs and Westfield Insurance then surprised the students, faculty, and staff with a $1,000 check to be used toward any school program. Congratulations, General Johnny Wilson Middle School. Keep up the great work. Cavaliers in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. Stick around, we'll be right back with more Cavs HQ.
And we're back for the second half of Cavs HQ. Great to catch up with George Hill, our featured guest in the first half, John along with Allie. Allie, we've seen a lot of jostling, a lot of teams bouncing around in the Eastern Conference over the last couple of weeks. To me, the surprise team, as we look at the NBA as a whole, not just of the East, but of the entire NBA, I start with the Toronto Raptors.
I agree with you. Not because they are so far ahead, or what feels like so far ahead there in the Eastern Conference, but I think of them a lot like the San Antonio Spurs, just from a standpoint of when you think of San Antonio, you don't hear a lot about them. They fly under the radar. You know, they've got that down pat. And I don't know if it's because Toronto is north of the border and they're able to do that, or simply because that is a team that I feel has been the same for so long, you know, led by the two-headed monster in Lowry and DeRozan. But not a lot of changes happened to them.
In fact, to me, that was a team that nobody talked about during the offseason, and for good reason, just as you said. I mean, they lose Corey Joseph. They lost Patrick Patterson. They lost P.J. Tucker, all guys that had been a huge part of that bench. The lone pickup they made in free agency was C.J. Miles. Okay, and we love C.J. We know what he does, but he's a role player, right? Yeah. And when you look at everything,
he's been known to be a Cavs killer, to be honest.
When you consider those moves as a whole, it looked like that it was a subtraction. Yep. From this team. And a team, by the way, that two seasons ago got knocked out of the playoffs by the Cavs in six.
Yep.
Last year they were swept. So I think a lot of folks were saying this team, A, got worse. And there was a question whether they could sign Kyle Lowry again, which they fortunately did. Most people said this team got worse on paper. They're just going to run smack dab into the Cavs again, but that hasn't been the case this year.
I think what they continue to do, though, is prove, correct me if I'm wrong, prove what they can do in the regular season. But I think now it's about proving what you can do in the postseason,
those
which they have
remain.
Yet to do.
Yeah.
But you know, last year, you think of it, they brought in P.J. Tucker to be a LeBron stopper.
Yes.
And so that is a challenge that every team in the Eastern Conference is up against.
And they had brought in Damari Carroll the season before to be a LeBron stopper, and neither man stopped LeBron in any way, shape, or form in those series. I mean, that, to me, is the big question when you play a LeBron James-led team in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That's, to me, the biggest fundamental question. Does your team have the defensive player or combination of players that can slow down LeBron enough to give your team a fighting chance, like a Kawhi Leonard, like a Jimmy Butler, like the combination of folks that the Warriors can throw at you? Because if you don't, I mean, you're fighting an uphill battle, and it likely is going to be a short series.
I'm always intrigued to see how coaches and teams prepare, especially in the playoffs, against a LeBron James team. Do they try and slow him down, or do they go after his supporting cast?
Right. Let him get his, and don't let anybody else get going.
Yeah, which he'll tell you. He doesn't just get his. He goes and gets his. But, I'm very intrigued to see. I think that at the start of the playoffs, Toronto will tell you what they're about in the postseason.
Yeah, and that's a huge question. And Lowry and DeRozan have been hearing that time and time and time again. We mentioned the playoffs. When we left Canadian soil last year, that team had all the feeling of another team, another organization that LeBron was going to make hit the reset button. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's think back. George Hill's Pacers, to me, are a perfect example. George Hill and the Pacers ran smack dab into LeBron and the Heat three times, couldn't get by him, and
battles.
What happened? And what happened? They had to hit the reset button.
Yep.
Okay, look at the Hawks. The Hawks banged their head up against LeBron James-led teams, couldn't get past them. Where are they right now? We got to reset. We got to start over. The Bulls. Let's think about the Bulls.
Let's
talk about the Bulls. When you and I talked about this when we were in Chicago at the end of that long road trip a couple of weeks back, we looked back at those 2015 playoffs. Cavs and the Bulls, for those of you who may not remember, met in the second round of the playoffs. Derrick Rose led the Bulls. End of game three, Derrick Rose banked in a three to put the Bulls up 2-1. Game four in the United Center. The Cavaliers in that game four, late in the third quarter, trailed by double figures. In that fourth quarter, you may recall, J.R. Smith goes a perfect 4-for-4, 3-of-3 from deep, scores 11 points. LeBron ends up hitting the shot in the corner. That was the game, by the way, in which David Blatt took the timeout. If Tyronn Lue does not grab him and pull him back, if that timeout was detected, the Cavs had none left. It's a technical foul, and that was at a point where the game basically was over. Had the Cavaliers not won that game, Allie Clifton, had LeBron not hit the shot in the corner to win it at the buzzer, and the Bulls go up 3-1, the question we were talking about was, how might that have affected the next maybe 3 years? How might that have affected the Eastern Conference? If the Cavs get knocked out in round two of 2015, they don't go to the finals. All those players don't get the experience of playing in a finals against Golden State, all of which experience they needed the next year in 2016 because that was one of the most even series in the history of the NBA Finals, tied at 89, seemingly forever, late in the fourth quarter. Oh. Needed every ounce of that experience. Do the Cavaliers win in 2016? Maybe they do, but maybe they don't if they didn't get that experience of getting past the Bulls and getting to the finals in 2015.
Flash forward, J.R. Smith started the third in the finals. What'd he do? Yeah. Three straight triples.
And we're talking about 2016. When the Cavs won it all. Right, in game seven.
I think we don't see Coach Tibbs in Minnesota. We don't see Jimmy Butler in Minnesota. We don't ever see Derrick Rose.
That's right.
In a Cavs uniform. I just think it goes to show how not only your work and what you put in as an athlete to this game, but how much luck.
I mean, right, what a fine line it is. Right, what a fine line. If that timeout gets granted, if JR doesn't score those 11 points and the Bulls go up 3-1, they're in a really nice spot. They don't necessarily win the series, but they're in a really nice spot. They would go up against that Hawks team that the Cavaliers summarily swept right out of the playoffs. The Bulls might be back in the finals. Who knows who joins that team, and how does that alter the landscape in the Eastern Conference?
You know how many times, though, LeBron had been up against a 3-1 deficit before coming back to Cleveland, though? I would have liked to see. I would not have liked to see, but hindsight. It would have been interesting to see how he would have approached that game five.
Right.
If he had been down 3-1.
Right, and it would have been back at home. And, yep.
Just puts a lot of pressure on you.
You don't know that the Bulls would have gone on to the finals, right? Yeah. You don't know that the Cavs wouldn't have ended up winning that series down 3-1 or whatnot. But, boy, it's interesting to think about. Or if the Cavs didn't go to the finals that first season, would they have been prepared in season and ready to go?
Aren't these conversations always fun to have when we already know
after
the outcome?
If they wouldn't have won, it would be the worst conversation.
We wouldn't be having
it. We'd be irritating people for the last 8 or 9 minutes talking about this. But it's interesting to think about it and to think about all the teams that LeBron has simply run roughshod over here in the Eastern Conference that have made hit reset. And that's how we started the conversation, that Toronto had all the makings of a team like that, a team where they are about to lose their best player in Lowry to free agency. Ibaka was up to be signed, and then they lost a couple of guys they did off the bench. But it's the kids right now for Toronto, that bench. Mm-hmm. Van Vliet, Poeltl, Siakam, Powell. I mean, they're all homegrown kids. They didn't go out and get any of these guys. These are players that they developed through their system, and now they're playing faster. Dwayne Casey's adapted, and the results speak for themselves.
Do you think it's a mental hurdle for them?
For whom?
Come postseason?
In the playoffs?
Toronto?
I don't know.
Do you think it's pressure? Do you think
I think there's a load of pressure.
What?
I think there's a load of pressure, particularly as a one seed now.
Yeah, when you're talking about the postseason pressure versus regular, they don't even compare,
no.
Right?
Yeah, it's almost a different sport. I mean, it's almost a different sport. I agree with you. And I think,
I mean, it's a different game from the finals to the regular first three rounds leading up to the finals.
Yeah, but I think that's a weight that those guys carry on their shoulders. I mean, they were doubted about their playoff. They were able to redeem some of that over the last couple of seasons in the rounds prior to playing against the Cavaliers. But once they ran smack dab into the Cavs, it was curtains. It was lights out for Toronto. Certainly makes for some interesting going-ons as we get set for the playoffs and what Toronto's done this season. And as the Cavs gear up for get another playoff run. We will be back right after this, right here on Cavs HQ.
Cub Cadet Steering Wheel Controls Zero Turn Mowers let you tackle any task. And right now, purchase an RZTS or SX Residential Zero Turn Mower and receive 2 free Cavs tickets while supplies last. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs to find your local participating independent dealer and complete details of this limited time offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Offer valid February 25th to March 26th or while supplies last. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
The Eagles, live in concert. Welcome to the Hotel California. Performing over 4 decades of hits. Take it to the limit. Quicken Loans Arena, Saturday, October 20th. Life in the fast lane. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The Eagles, Hotel California. The 40th anniversary deluxe edition is available everywhere now. For more, check eagles.com.
The K
Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of Cavs gear anywhere.
He walked right down Euclid, smashed it.
From the shores of Lake Erie to the banks of the Cuyahoga River, east side and west side, we are proud of our city, Cleveland, the land. Rep the land and get authentic city collection gear at the Cavs Team Shop. Jerseys, tees, hats, and more are now available. Get your Cavs gear anytime at Cavs.com/shop.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Visit your local AT&T store and get a great deal on two popular smartphones when you buy both on AT&T Next with eligible wireless service. See store for details. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing.
We welcome you back to Cavs HQ. John Michael alongside Fox Sports Ohio's Allie Clifton. Just recently got to honor Fox Sports Ohio's Austin Carr with his 70th birthday celebration, which took place mostly out in California. Back here, too. It was nice to see Austin get honored out there on the floor. But Rafa and I had a chance to catch up with our favorite 70-year-old outside the team hotel in L.A. Let's take a look and listen.
So we are here in L.A., and if you have ever wondered how you look like this at the age of 70, working out, fresh from the gym. Here he is. It's Austin Carr. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to be here. And, I'm tired of birthdays, man. I've had enough of this. It's been over a week now.
It's like a two-week
enough.
Celebration.
It's over. Right. Let's get down to business. Let's win a ball game this afternoon.
I think if you ask Patsy, your girlfriend, she'll probably think it's more than a week.
Yeah, right. That's right.
She thinks it's 2 weeks.
Okay, right. You can talk to AC tomorrow, but.
Right.
No more birthday talk, please.
This is it. 70, not until 80. Here we have one of these again. But it has been like 2 weeks. I mean, at the game you were on, that was special.
Yeah,
you
know, that was.
You didn't know it was coming, though, right?
I had no idea. I mean, the people in the office, Ryan Banks and my friend, my girlfriend Patsy, they all kind of co-mingled to get it all done. And the fans even signed the birthday card. It was a great day.
Obviously, the love affair is one that goes generations and generations. Here in L.A., yesterday,
right.
We were able to celebrate your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
A special night.
Mm-hmm.
Your closest friends went over there, like 30, 40, 50 of us.
The whole team plane was
it. At the restaurant. But, boy, that was a nice event.
Well, it was. The food was great at Chin Chin's, and it was just great. I mean, have everybody there. Yeah, I almost felt like I was the father of the group, though. But at the same time, it was a great experience.
I like how you talked. Well, there was a youngster.
We were sitting at the table at Chin Chin. Every time we're on the road, we have in every city, we have a kind of a spot that everybody likes to hit. And this is one of them.
Right.
And we're sitting there. And usually when people come to say hello to AC, it's either Cavalier fans or at least some certain age that you would think that have seen AC play basketball, whatever. This kid, like 10-year-old, shows up to the corner. I had the luxury to sit next to AC for dinner, and he goes, "Are you Mr. Cavalier?"
I couldn't believe that. At his age, I was like, "Wow, man!" You know, he wasn't even thought about when I was playing.
And his parents came over and said, "You know, we were sitting over there. We're sorry, but you know, he recognized you from. We didn't even know what he's talking about, but he said that's Mr. Cavalier right there." And I said, "Are you from Cleveland?" She said, "No, we live here in LA, but he knows him. 10 years old."
I know. That was kind of gratifying that the younger generation still identifies with the older man.
Right. And just so you understand the impact of Señor Cavalier, because I insist on calling him Señor Cavalier, just as you see a 10-year-old come over to Mr. Cavalier and say hello, then you have the other end of the spectrum. We're in Beverly Hills, 90210. Bruce Willis. Got to spend his birthday. AC's got to wish AC a happy birthday.
Yeah, that was,
how amazing is that?
Yeah, that was really nice.
I'm watching golf and he's left-handed. Come on, you could be on the you could be on Die Hard 7.
That's right.
That'd be great. You know, and come to find out he's a Pisces and he's a and he's a left-handed golfer. So I mean, it was really it was quite a day. I mean, and he sat there and I got some cupcakes from Boo sent me some cupcakes and my in-law sent me some edibles and some strawberries with, and Bruce Willis shared them with me. I was like, Die Hard ready.
Forget about Samuel L. Jackson.
That's right.
And Bruce Willis was a little. He was worried because, you know, here edibles are legal now in California. So he was asking to see what kind of edibles he got for his birthday.
I said, well, you know, I'm from the Midwest. We don't do that yet. Exactly. We don't do those things.
You know, we were talking about you being in, I mean, Cleveland, basically your entire career, you know, decades and decades and decades. When you think back on all that time, AC, are there certain things that stand out to you about what makes Cleveland so special to you? What are some of the memories that, you know, that you have taken away from being with this city and this organization for so many years?
Well, I mean, first of all, the people are real people. Mm-hmm. You know exactly where you stand with them. That's quite a, to me, that's so important.
Right.
Because I used to live out here and I lived in New York and I ran into a lot of people who say they are who aren't who they really are, and I really enjoy that about you know, being in Cleveland.
Sure.
And actually the fans stuck with me with all the injuries I had. They stuck with me and they kept supporting me and
loyalty,
and I never forgot that.
Yeah.
Do you realize, or at least when you came in, you got drafted, you know, coming out of college, obviously one of the best players at the college level. At what point did it cross your mind that you were in Cleveland?
Oh,
you had grown roots in Cleveland. that was your home now.
Well, you know, it's funny. A lot of people have asked me about Cleveland and about Notre Dame. Well, when I went to Notre Dame to make it a basketball school, because it was a football school. Mm-hmm. You know that, partner.
And, not anymore, unfortunately.
We've been having our troubles. And that's the way I felt about coming to Cleveland. I knew Cleveland was a football town.
Right.
I knew the Cavs were just getting started, and I wanted to try to help it become a basketball town. And unfortunately, we did a good job in getting it started in the right direction.
Yeah, that Miracle of Richfield team and those clubs, that's where that began. I mean, that's where Cleveland, I think, fell in love with the Cavaliers.
Yes, that's exactly right. I mean, it was some of the times that I will never forget. I mean, going to the grocery stores and being around just the dry cleaners and everybody's, like, into it.
Right.
It really made it a super – a whole experience to be there during the middle careers.
What was it about either that team or that time that made it work the way it did?
Well, I think, first of all, we were the first one to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the first girlfriend. You never forget her. So they kind of...
Don't
say that loud. But they never forgot it. And just the fact that when we got to the... We came from nowhere and went all the way to the... George, what's up? So we came all the way and got to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think that really just got it going. I mean, and people just loved that. It was amazing how they embraced us. And the team was a team that best team ever played on. I mean, 1-10, we were just solid. And we were such a good unit that when Jones got hurt, it really – hurt our rhythm.
Right.
I want to go back to the fact of all the impact you have made on people. I only known you for 4 years, even though it feels like I've known you all your life, you know, and I love you. We hate the playoff after the first round because you don't travel with us.
I know.
And we miss you on the plane. We miss you on the road. Really, we're very different without you. But as much as we can talk about movie stars or kids, for Noche Latina, we will have the chance to have Butch Lee come in and be honored for being the first Puerto Rican player, first Latino player in the NBA.
Right.
And when you hear a player of that caliber talk about you being the reason why he came to Cleveland, because you were his hero, and the first thing he said to me was, am I going to get to see Austin Carr tonight? And you know, that means so much to me. It got to mean a lot to you just to see the impact you made on players that seem to be your contemporaries.
Right, and see, and that, Rafi and John, is – what I never really paid attention to because I was so busy trying to accomplish a goal that I never really realized what my career meant to other people. And to hear something like that, it means a lot to you because that means that all the knee operations I had, all the operations I had to correct my foot problems, all of those lonely nights of lifting the weights by myself and nobody around, it just made them all worthwhile.
Were you talking about that love, you know, to Austin that continues today? George Hill just walked by and said hi to all of us. Austin, for the last time, I'm not going to say it again, congratulations. Happy 70th birthday. In 30 more years, as you said, we're going to be here for 80, 90, 100. I say the three of us.
That's right.
30 years from now, do it all over again.
That's right. Do it all over again.
Travel on the playoff, please. Come on the road.
Yeah,
on the playoff.
At least come hang out.
Don't ruin it.
If we could get the networks to change the policy, it would be great.
Hey, thanks, Austin.
All right, thank you, man. Always a pleasure.
More Cavs HQ right after this.
The lowest price on your favorite mattress will have you singing.
I like you.
Right now at Levin's, get our lowest price on genuine Sealy Memory Foam or Grand Legacy Hotel mattress sets. Full or queen, only
$5.98. I like you.
You're going to like it at Levin's.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the seven most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large spacious suites at Residences at Halley will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at knd.com. Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of Cavs gear anywhere.
He walked right down Euclid, smashed it.
From the shores of Lake Erie to the banks of the Cuyahoga River, east side and west side, we are proud of our city, Cleveland, the land. Rep the land and get authentic city collection gear at the Cavs Team Shop. Jerseys, tees, hats, and more are now available. Get your Cavs gear anytime at cavs.com/shop.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Two American rock and roll institutions come together. The number one selling duo in music history. Daryl Hall and John Oates. With Grammy Award winning, multi-platinum selling Train. May 22nd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets are on sale now. Online at theqarena.com. The venue box office or charge by phone. Daryl Hall and John Oates and Train live.
Hey, Dexter, did you ever find that thingy you were looking for on Smart Mart?
Did I? I found that and a landscape lighting package with some sweet post lamps and all sorts of electrical services, appliance protection, and repair plans. You can also get your trees trimmed. There's a connected home plan with smart thermostats, electric vehicle chargers, and filters. Oh, do they have filters? There's air filters, water
filters. What Dexter's trying to say is that Smart Mart by First Energy has the products and services you need to simplify your life.
Pool filters, spa filters, so many
filters. Shop now at smart-mart.com.
The lowest price on your favorite mattress will have you singing.
I like you.
Right now at Levin's, get our lowest price on genuine Sealy Memory Foam or Grand Legacy Hotel mattress sets. Full or queen, only $5.98.
I like you.
You're going to like it at Levin's.
And we're back to wrap things up here on Cavs HQ. John Michael and Allie Clifton. Great to catch up with George Hill, our featured guest in the first half of the show. Allie, April is upon us already.
Scary.
Only a handful of games, and here we go again, right?
Here we go again.
Buckle on up.
Saddle up.
I mean, fourth consecutive season in the playoffs for the Cavaliers. Of course, the last three seasons, the Cavs on to the NBA Finals, and off into the Eastern Conference playoffs we go in just a couple of weeks.
You know, only time will tell, obviously, at this point of the season. But the way LeBron has proven to dominate and why he's the greatest player on the planet right now, I'll take my chances.
It's so interesting to me that February seems to be that month. Seven consecutive Februarys, LeBron has been named Eastern Conference Player of the Month. And it's just that time of the calendar year when he says, okay, now I'm going to be the best player in the conference, and here we go.
Well, it's always, too, around that time, he's always said right after the All-Star break that he kind of locks in a little bit more, and it's not to take away from what he does throughout the regular season, but the reality of it all is there's 82 games in a regular season. They're coming at you almost four times a week, and so now you turn a page into a part of the season, the postseason, that, as you mentioned, is upon us here shortly, and you have a little bit more time to dive in mentally and focus on one team.
Right. Yeah. It's so funny. I mean, there's never a dull moment with this organization, and we're not quite at the time where we look back on the year, but what a roller coaster of a season this has been, and now the regular season coming to an end, and let's see how this shakes out come postseason time, right?
I don't know if there's anything left to say that I haven't seen.
Oh, don't say that. Don't even go there. I know, right? We thought last year there was nothing we hadn't seen
exactly.
before.
And it's the beauty of the sport. It's the beauty of sports.
The beauty of the sport and the beauty of this organization and the way things have unfolded. It's fun, right?
Yeah, I mean,
Cavs, prior the, the four seasons previous, Cavs weren't even sniffing a playoff spot last 3 years all the way to the finals. And hopefully we're on the same path here again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. We shall see.
We'll see how it all unfolds. Fun show. Our thanks to George Hill. Our thanks to Austin Carr. For Allie, I'm John. We'll see you next week on Cavs HQ.
Countertop Solutions, a family-owned and operated company, is your one-stop local shop when it comes to countertop replacement. As a direct-buy showroom, they carry a large selection of laminate, solid surface, granite, and engineered stone countertops. Schedule your countertop replacement, and your kitchen can have that championship look again in just one day. Stop in to one of their six showrooms in the Cleveland and Akron areas. Call 866-376-TOPS or visit countertopsolutions.org.
Driving to Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Burke Lakefront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.